there anything that you heard at your table that you thought was interesting? Rocco. So Rocco was saying that at their table they had some discussion, and Amanda mentioned that this ability to just be honest before God with where we're at, that some of us, depending on the households we grew up in, depending on where we came from, didn't always feel a freedom to kind of just be very open and direct and honest. And the Psalms give expression to that. It's sort of like, from the ups and downs of David's life, there's these very strongly emotional moments that are expressed. And that's okay. God's quite comfortable with our emotions being expressed. God's quite comfortable with our being honest before God. I wonder if there's a lot of the parts of what go into having a good relationship with anyone applies to our relationship with God. Are you able to ask questions? Are you able to state, well, here's where I'm at, and expect that there's going to be someone listening who can sort of respond? For me, that's been my experience when I've hit the lowest points. I've come to expect that God will be present with me in those low points, and being able to actually just express what I'm experiencing, sometimes God's able to show a great deal of kindness, graciousness in those moments. So it is a wonderful opportunity to have. Any other interesting comments that came up out of your discussion? Claire, you have some work on your psalm?
Yeah, I did this one. Regarding my hand, but I'm great, the healing of my hand, my face and my hand. The stitches came out of my face on Friday, and the stitches of my hand are coming out on Wednesday, but I'm still having a little bit of pain in my hand still due to the dog bite, but I'm praying each day for the pain to go away.
Thank you, Claire.
Yeah.
Some of us have been praying for Claire for healing, and she put that into her psalm.
I had sadness first, and
yeah.
I'm having happiness now.
Okay, sadness to happiness. Praying for healing and experiencing healing. Thank you, Claire. Did anyone else have sort of an interesting, what they feel comfortable sharing, what it is that they were developing in their psalm? I took advantage of having the multicolored markers. And so recognizing that over the past month, there's been lots of sort of dark clouds of uncertainty in my life, not sure how things would turn out, but in the midst of that, life goes on. God still has the sun shining. Grass is still growing. Sorry? Always greener on the other side? Well, sometimes you need to see to the other side, yeah? And my grass definitely needs to be mowed this afternoon, so we'll see. Life does go on. Oh, and so Kath, my wife also had some similar images in her psalm. Thanks, Kathy. Thank you so much for being willing to sort of engage in this creativity. Something a little bit kind of interactive. Very thankful for you folks and your flexibility and your willingness to try different things. Before we close off, I'm just wanting to let people know that if you have any tithes or offerings, the white donation box is at the back. Catherine is away this week, so you can pray for her and her family as they take a little bit of rest. And I'll close with a bit of a prayer and benediction as Rocco and Doris and Josh lead us in the closing song here. So, Lord, we're thankful for the opportunities that you offer to us to pour ourselves out before you. When we're experiencing joy, when we're happy, we can let you know. When we're experiencing sadness, when we're facing uncertainty, when we have questions, we can let you know. And we rest in your loving presence. We acknowledge you as one who will always respond to us with kindness, with graciousness, knowing who we are. We ask for your blessing on everyone who's out and about this week with family vacations, with responsibilities. And for everyone here, I ask that you would give them a moment of encouragement through this coming week. Alleluia and amen.
We're going to kind of redo the U2 song, and we'd love to hear your voices join along with us. If everybody could stand up, if you're able, please. And we're starting with a little chorus that...
I'm not sure if we have it on the screen. If we don't have it on the screen, it's super simple, and I would guess most of you have heard it. I waited for the Lord on high. I waited, and he heard my cry. That's it.
Probably from the 80s or 90s or 50s, I'm not sure. But I waited for the Lord on high. I waited and he heard my cry. What a beautiful phrase. And then we're going to go on to the U2 song again. I will sing a new song. I will sing a new song. And we'll end with that. So please join with us.
I waited for the Lord on high. I waited.